Okay. Let's go. Okay. Just, just a note, okay, let's get, I'm not sure exactly where we left off, but wherever it is, we'll continue. Okay, here we go. Okay, when it talks about the mitzvahs that you, the tafkidim, or whatever it is, of Beis HaMikdash, it says, Ubo yiye hakibbutz b'moadim. Okay? So I think we discussed part of this last time, but just to be clearer, that mitzvahs asei nun beis, okay? Look at asei nun beis. In fact, you can look at there, ha'orah 80. It's the mitzvah which the Ram says in the Minyan HaKotzer, lochug b'golim. What's lochug? Okay? So you look at ha'orah 87 in Kapach. He claims that you could translate as laos beregel, okay? So lochug, in other words, leirois, is mechayiv to bring your children and to mechayiv to bring an ois riyah. But the aliyah regel is with the chagiga. It's a very interesting thing. And lochug means to come to, and I guess also to bring the chagiga. So you have to understand exactly what it means. We discussed a little bit last time, but lochayiv, that's what's going on. So the mitzvah aliyah regel is the lochug, that's nun beis, and then is nischadish, and that's where the korban chagiga, and then mitzvah, then there's leirois bazora, okay, leirois with your, and to bring kol churcha, okay, that's nun gimel, then there's the mitzvah of simchas regel, okay? And that's what we have. And we discussed all the issues. I think I've mentioned different things about what the lochug, that maybe in the Hebrew also it means to, because it's lochug el. Lochug el is to is the issue of aliyah regel. Okay. Okay. The. I don't know if I mentioned to you that the reason why we mentioned Ali the Rego, we mentioned Vishom Na'ale v'Neiroe. Na'ale v'Neiroe. Okay, it's talking about that. Even though on the Shabbat Paul Vesein, we only mention Musaf in general. We don't mention anything else. Okay? So it could be because according to the Ram, one of the Tafkidim of Beis HaMikdash is Kibbutz Moadim. We don't have it, so therefore we ask for it again. Okay? And then, once you introduce this, I don't know if I mentioned to you last time, I think I mentioned, that what's the kibbutz b'moadim? Because the Rambam is adding a new dimension to Aliyah L'Regel, that it's the tzibur together. Because we know Aliyah L'Regel, each individual is mechuyev. But if it's a question of an individual, then do we call the Musaf, which is only Chavayir, which might have been according to some Tanoim, it's about the Tzibur. But if you accept the Rambam, that's a separate inyan of a real regal by the Tzibur of Kibbutz Moadim, so then you understand what it might have to do with Musaf. Okay? That's a new. And then, I don't know if I mentioned to you, the Rambam and the Vuchim would support this, because the Rambam and the Vuchim says like this. Pchele gimel perig memvov, v'tam to'eles hachag, the chag, hu yodua, l'mash yagir l'odem min ha-kibbutz ahu. The to'eles of the chag is the kibbutz, getting together. It's a whole social phenomenon. Let's look what he does. L'mash yagir l'odem min ha-kibbutz ahu, me hischadesh ha-tero b'his b'haf'olis ha'hu, okay, b'apulis ha'hu, whatever it is, the mechadish, the Torah, I guess, because you do mitzvahs because of Anenei Kavod or whatever it is, the Zecher Tzraim is, especially with the Ramban, in Chumash. V'his ahev b'nei Odom v'chevro k'tzosim el k'tzosim. It's the getting together. V'kol shekein mitzvahs hakir. Okay, before. So there's a separate inyan of getting together. And this kibbutz mo'adim is what we're talking about. It's a tzibur. Okay. Now, let's go on. So that's v'achakach bo l'tayer chalokov v'eich ya'ase. Bo l'tayer chalokov v'eich ya'ase. Okay? So, there's a mitzvah also in Mikdash, and the tafkid of Mikdash. V'achakach bo l'tayer chalokov v'eich ya'ase. So what's the Eich Yaseh? We are off the Mikdash. It's all about the Klei Mishkan. So the Rambam is coming to tell you that the Klei HaMishkan is not a separate mitzvah of Asiyah, but the Klei HaMishkan are part of the Chalokov of Yosli Mikdash. And you see this in Ram in Asei Chof. He should see Vonu Laseis Beis Avoida Vu Omo Yisal of Osali Mitosh Ukfabianu Shaklolis Hazeis. This broad mitzvah Kolelis Platim Ushahamenoira Vehashulchon Vamizbeach Vizulosam kulam mechelke hamiktosh, vako niko miktosh. And that's what he's trying to tell you. The assumption is that the mitzvah of Yosli Mikdash is making the kelim also. And he does that also based on Bechira. The Elu in Perik Aleph Halochehe Vav. In Hilchos Beis HaBechira, v'elu hein hadvorim shehein ikar bebinyan habayis oise b'kodesh v'kodesh hakadoshim v'yeh lefnei hakodesh mokom echobo niko ulom u'shloshim niko im heichal v'oise mechitz acher sov leheichal v'choyka mimenu kein kal yechotze shoye b'midbo v'chol amukub mechitz zu shu kein chotz chatsa o'el moyed hua niko azor hua niko miktosh. Okay, that's the gist that the Rav had when he was at the, we found Xavier Berlin, but that's in Rav Kisviya, that's when they published it now in Franco, Shiva Kalim. Mizbeach lo'ilo, ulishar kobonus, v'kevesh, she'oilim alei bo'ilim mizbeach, u'makoyim lefnei ulum, v'chulim moshuch, v'kan v'kiyo v'kano, l'kadesh mimenu, yideim agleim, l'avoida, makoyim oi v'chulei, מזבח לקטרס, ומנוירו, ושוחון לשלושים בתורך הקדש, לפני הקדש הקדוש. So l'chay, what happens is, if it wouldn't be for Sherei Shidbeis, you could imagine each one of these should have been separate mitzvahs. A mitzvah of making a shulchan, a mitzvah of making a menoira, a mitzvah of making a mizbeach. So the whole thing is under one umbrella called the Osali Mikdash. Okay. And this we'll talk about later, but the interesting thing, the Ramban is diametrically opposed to this approach, but doesn't talk about it over here. Okay? Because this, the Ramban is only being a raya as the dogma of what the Sherish is. The Ramban's, you know, he only has it in Aseh Lamed Gimel, the Ramban. And it's a hasoga, which there, there's a nafkamina in Yerim Mitzvahs. The hasoga from the Rambam, what he has about the Klei HaMikdash, is not negated in Yerim Mitzvahs. So he doesn't talk about it. the discussion, the Ramban, is Minyan HaMitzvos. And the Bahag, Minyan HaMitzvos. So what he does is like this. He says that Big De Kahuna, the Ram has, is a separate mitzvah. And he says it's not so. So there he's Chilek Alamed Gimel. Okay? But in that discussion, he says the mitzvah of Shulchan is part of the Seder of Lechem Aponim. The mitzvah of Menorah is part of Halas Menorah. The mitzvah of Mizbeach is the Haktoris and Panimi and Chitzon is the Hakavas Karbonos. Okay. So that's just what that's what he says. The Kvar Nisboyer she'ein morim chelkei mitzvos ulchein lo nimna anach nasiyas hashulchan v'amenorah v'amizbeach mitzvah lifnei atzmoi lo sum lechem lifnei Hashem tomid v'tzivon lo yisar behech she'avoid azeis shehi lo sum oisai b'shulchan metua kein u'kishisud alav. So I'm not sure what he's doing, because he says in Sev Meibay, is it a chelik of the mitzvah? But it's a chelik from Asiyas Lechem Aponim. And the Lechem Aponim is the Shulchan to get the Lechem Aponim? Or is it a Hagdoma and a Hechsha? Because he says both of them, and it's very unclear what he wants exactly. It's not clear whether we put all these in Sherish Yud or Sherish Yud Beis with a different flip on it. Okay. Now, here becomes a very interesting question, especially in context of what the Rambam is doing over here. Because L'chira, the Bir Eichas HaMaisa, it comes out that the Hemshech of the Parsha of Truma is explaining how to mekayin the mitzvah of Osuli Mikdash. Okay? So the question is, which kelim are part of it? So we understand the Menorah, the Shulchan, whatever it is. But when it talks about these various kelim, it talks about other kelim which are accessory kelim to the shulchan or whatever it is, okay? So, a priori, you should count them also as part of the mitzvah of the Osuli Mikdash. And the Rambam is very clear. In here, he doesn't say anything, okay? It's just very vague. He doesn't tell you b'chal. You see, it's very interesting when he goes about chatos and oilo, he tells you what's included under them, okay? But when he talks about mikdash, it's also in mikdash, and then the Torah explains further. It doesn't say anything, correct? But in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he's very clear that it's only seven kelim. So the question is, if the Torah is Bir Eichas HaMaisa, so what exactly happened over here? Okay? Okay? So, this question, if you look at the books, the book, V'asiso, Koroiso, V'kapoiso, Ukseiso, Menakioiso, Ash Yusuf Bohen, Zov, Toa, Tase, Oiso.
So, there's a sieve.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
So, the one who asked this question, Merv Rabbi, in the Igris Hagur Alevi, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And he says a very interesting thing. He says the reason why the kelim are part of the mikdash, the mitzvah, binyan mikdash, because they kvuyim me'akmimakayimam. Kechelik my mikdash. And he adds, "V'hein kiyumam gam mukayim," whatever that means. Okay, they have to be in the place. And the truth is, the Rambam in Beis Bechira goes out his way to talk about the place of each keli. And that's his oisim mikdash keli mizbeach umukayimah lifnei ulam moshech ladorim v'kiyav akar umukayimah ibein ulam mizbeach moshech ladorim shu smol anichas al mikdash umizbeach l'kteres. So could be, you look at mitzvah seichof, you also see the din of mekaymut. Aseichof. He says, Ukva hisba'aru dine mitzvah zu biklolo kloima binyan hamikdash v'tavnisai ubinyan hamizbeach v'dinoi b'mesecht hamuchuberes lezu v'hi meseches midos v'chein hisboye tavnis hamenoiro v'ashulchon v'hamizbeach hazov umikrimom b'heicho. Why is he telling you that? So Mekoyim Beheicho L'chayu would explain this, okay? This is Mamash very nice, correct? Mekoyim Beheicho.
And then the other things go like
the Rabban. The law doesn't quote this deal.
The other things would go like the Rabban, it's part of the Mice of the...
What?
The Tzivui for the Maslegos would go like the Rabban says, it's part of the Mitzvah of the Mice of the Mizbeach.
Yeah, but it's not... It helps you. It's a heksha, but it's not part aleim. He talks about aleim. It's a husha aleim, and I don't know if you have the aleim in the Rambam. Okay, that's what he's aleim. Now I have a ha'ola over here. The discussion of Reb Chaim and the Rav in the piece that he wrote about Midas Mizbeach. Okay, I think it's in the. In the Kovetz Chushi Torah, okay, goes like this. Rab Chaim says in Perek Al Bichot Beis Bechiro that Akol B'Ksav Mi'ah Hashem Arai Hizkiu, okay, in Divrei Yomim, he says Akol B'Ksav Nema B'Mikdash Tekulu K'mo Shehu Niskadish. This is the way it's Niskadish. V'chein Tzoch Lios Kulu B'Kdushasai V'ilav Hochi Mifso. Reb Chaim says that a kol b'ksav is the psul. Okay? It's not a chatchila, it's a psul in mikdash. But that's the skadish. Oh, that's the mikdash, correct?
It's missing one of the kelim, means the mikdash.
I don't know, whatever goes in the kol b'ksav, oh, that's part of the mitzvah mikdash, okay? So, Rebbe also says in Midas Mizbeach in Kovis Chushei Torah that Kol B'Ksav is a likuva, and you certainly get the impression from him, and I'll tell you what it is. I say that Kol B'Ksav is a pirush makom of Moshe Rabbeinu in the mitzvah for also the mikdash. I'll explain to you why I say that. Okay, the question is, you know the Ramban and Sher Sheni, you know, then the Neviim can't come mechadish something. Okay. So Kol B'Ksav is telling you something, okay? So in Chidushei Hagram V'Agrid, okay, in Perek Al Milchus Beis Bechira, he says like this: "V'tzu tzoch iyun lom lohevi al Rambam in Perek Aleph Shom Halacha Vov gam es shal." A shah clay hasholes. Well, this kasha, okay? The Gram V'Agrid, I guess maybe it's the. Okay? This is why did he bring shah clay hasholes? This is where he asked the kasha. Bahari Bapash is true, Mogabe Mishkon. So what he means is that Mishkon is a kium. Is your Mekayim, the mitzvah of the Oslo Mikdash with Mishkan. That's what it really means. Uvedivrei hayomim gabe binyan hamikdash muvorim heima v'nitztavu la'asei seinu. So l'chera, that's explaining the mitzvah of binyan hamikdash. He's calling the Divrei Yomim. So that's why I thought it's a Pirushim Mekubal. With Divrei Yomim, Gabe Binyan Hamikdash. That's what he says. So it becomes very confusing. So what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah only the kelim mekayimim? Because in Divrei Hayamim, it mentions other kelim also, not only kelim mekayimim, and they're also part of a korban ksav. So we're back to where we started. See, you say a korban ksav is a separate Kabbalah and Shomer Yisrael. But when you start talking about a korban ksav as part of Binyan HaMikdash, you know, you can't have it both ways. Okay? And the Chayyus, I would say, Pashto Ram, Birech Samaisa, Shomer Yisrael. Okay? So this makes things very, very interesting. Just want to add something, okay? The Ram says that the Isra Asiyas Kelim of Shulchan and Menorah Tavnis, okay? The Ram calls Hilchos Beis HaBechira on the Menorah HaMikdash. In Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph and Yud. Listen to this. You see the Ram in the time. Mitzah Sei Liyira Min HaMikdash Shenemar u'mikdosh haitiro'u v'osa la'odom shi'ase beis tavnis heichol achsad retavnis ulom chotze keneger azoro shulchan betzura shulchan u'meneiro betzuras meneiro. And it's only these kelim because it's part of mikdosh. He couldn't imagine a din of Mer Mikdash, according to Ramban, that it should be raised to these kelim, Ram and Shitasa. Correct? And the Ramban's very clear. He says, he goes the opposite way. In Asei Lamagimu, V'chein lo nimna anachnu asiyas ha-shulchan v'amenoyro v'amizbech mitzvah v'nei mitzvah shnitztivinu losum lechem apol lefnei Hashem tomid v'tziv v'yisonu behechsho avoid azeis shi losum oisei v'shulchan metur kein olov b'inyin kein v'tzivoru yizboch ba'lokas haneer lefonov v'sid alonu shetie ha'adloka azu b'menoyo zov mishkola v'inyona kein v'kein. So I'm not sure it's part of the Avodah, what exactly it is. V'hine heim tashmishe kedusha. Tashmishe kedusha. V'lehuchshe be'enai hatam shekosav arav she'oma she'en mechelke ha-mikdash. L'fi she'en ha-kelim chilek min ha-bayis avol heim shtayim mitzvahs v'en ha-ma'ak v'zu v'zu. The mitzvah from Avodah. I don't know, zu v'zu, he's going back to Sherez Yud Aleph, the Makvazu Azu, that's a shum in mitzvahs. Okay? But no. Okay. Umakrib Mabayis, Afapi She'ein Boy Hakelim He'elim. Okay? So, it's very strange. It's a flip. Because we learn Makrib Afapi She'ein Bayis. Okay? He's not saying Makrib Afapi She'ein Bayis. He's Makrib Mabayis. It shouldn't confuse you. You read it, you don't even think. Is makrim b'bayis af mishena kelim o'elu. Okay? So the question is, what does it mean? And is this against the Yushalmi, which in Shkolim, which seems to say, Tanu of Yehuda gudganiyos ha-shulchan, but it's perigdala lochabeis in Yushalmi and Shkolim, ha-shulchan menoyim mizbechus papurikus ma'akvin, Es ha-kobonos. So what's makvis ha-kobonos? So there's a whole discussion about this, okay? So the Mikdash Gavah goes back and forth about this in Simon Bey, Sifkot and Hay, and he says you have to say, he doesn't even ask the Rambam, but the Chol Kon Rambam, you have to do this, you have to say the Korban Eder, that the is machmes kobonus, you need these kalim for the avoida. And the makim, each kalim is makim in its own avoida. But don't do with the mikdash. That's the way he goes.
Wait, so you can't do the avoida of the menorah because you have no menorah? That's all he's saying?
That's it. You have to look at the mikdash David, you think about it, well, tell me, according to Ramban, you have to ask, maybe he's not going with the Yishami, what's going with the Yishami? The Ramban is very clear what's going on. Correct? Now I want to do is the next step. The next step is very interesting. What I want to suggest for Nafach, that what happens is the Ramban in Chumash and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs is just the opposite. And you see the Rambam changing in Shurish Yud Beis to his approach in general to what Beis HaMikdash is. Okay, and I'll explain to you what I mean. The Ramban, very clearly, and we always brought up with this Ramban in Shmos, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, Chaf Hei Beis, that when he talks about Mikdash, V'nehem Kedoshim Ruyim Shia Bohem Mikdash, he talks about Klal Yisrael, Ruyim Shia Mikdash, Lahashresh Shechina Beneim. The purpose of Mikdash is Hashras Hashechina. Ulechein, Tzivu Tchilo Al Dvar HaMishkan, She'elonu Bayis, B'seichom Mekudesh L'shmoy. For Shechina. V'shom Yedabi Im Moshe V'yitzav Ez Bnei Yisrael, V'yika Chepetz B'mishkan, U'mokoyim Menuchas Shechina, Shua Orem. Kmo Shom, V'ra'ati L'cho Shom, V'dibarti T'cho Me'akapoyres. Al kein hikti v'oron v'akapoyos b'kan ki hu muktam b'mayel. So that's why the Oren's first. It's an amazing thing, right? So it's got something to do with hakrova necessarily. You might have hakrova there, but it's shechina, correct? And according to the Rambam, in Mishneh Torah, the ikar tafkid is hakrova. And that's why he puts hilchos beis bechira in Sefer Avodah. And that's why he starts Sefer Avodah with Hilchos Beis Bechira before you get into anything. And the whole discussion, and you'll find in Mitzvah Chof, when he defines Beis HaMikdash, look what he says in Mitzvah Asei Chof. He calls it Beis Avodah. Okay? And even though the Elof Tiapnia somehow keshe with the Shechina, you'll find in Mitzvah Chof, it's all the way at the end. It's number 4. After he even talks about Avos Eish, because he wants to talk about Akovas Kabonis, and in Beis Bechira, there's no discussion Bechlau of Elof Tiapnia. Okay? So therefore, you certainly would say, like my Rebbe, Zichroni Livracha, that Oroin is not Bechal Shiva Kalim. But it's the Inyan B'fnei Atzmo, because the Oroin doesn't do with anything over here. And he writes in Igros HaGrid, V'ashei D'nir O'i D'chol HaSiyosu Shal Oroin, Eino Kiyum Shal Mikdash, U'Klei HaMikdash, K'Shah HaKalim, is not one of the Shiva Kalim, right? Ela the kiumoy ne'emal v'shayich rakaluchais the dinam mitzvosim who shetzichas liras ba'ol. Okay. And therefore that when he talks about both the mitzvahs asei chof and uchas beis bechir, when he's mefarit the kelim, Oren is conspicuously not there. Both in chof and in the shiva kelim and beis bechir. Okay, we don't understand, but that's not my issue. Why shouldn't Oren be a separate mitzvah minyan of mitzvahs? But okay, we don't understand. Okay, say that. However, I want to suggest is that if you look at the Ramban in Aseh Lamed Gimel and the Rambam in Sheresh Yud Beis, you can flip it the opposite way. Because if you recall, we said in Sheresh Yud Beis, when he defines what the Chefs of Beis HaMikdash is, Beis Makseid, it's a bias which will cost you with the Shechina. And that is the Chefs of Mikdash. Correct? So once you do that, it's a whole different world. Here he doesn't tell you which Kalim are in or not. We don't have no clue. Maybe all would be, maybe not. We don't know. But the first thing, Veil of Tiapnia, the way he sets it up, it's a very different way of looking at Mikdash than he has in Mitzvah Chof and certainly in Mishneh Torah. And especially we said that Beis Mikdash is L'shich Nisidach Shu. And that's what the Chefs of Mikdash is about. So it's a whole different world. So it sounds mamash like the Rambam. Okay. And then, so if Kamoshom Vosin Mikdash Viachakach Bora Letaya Chaloka Vechyase, you maybe can imagine Owens also Bacha. I have no clue anything.
That would be the Pashtus.
I understand that. He doesn't mention anything. I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, if you take it and you're not, you know, and you take your shackles off of you, you know.
Well, here's constructing the umbrella. That's his perspective. It's perfect.
Yeah. So then the Owen is immediate, and that's the Ramban, you know, and that's what it is.
The Maslegos.
We also the Mikdash, Shechanti B'Sechem, Chol HaSheni Ma'aretz, Chol HaDa, we also the Aron HaTzei Shita, B'chule. Okay, and the Ramban flips it. Because the Ramban seems to say in Aseh Lamed Gimel that the Tafkid of Mikdash, he says like this, is a Mokum Avodah. And the clay of Mikdash are Hechsha Avodah. Ve'enu chelek ha-Mikdash. Olchei lo nimne anachnu. Asiyas ha-shulcha v'amenoyo ha-mizbeach. Mitzv ne'atzir nistiru lo'asum lechem ha-pan v'chulei v'tulu v'shizu l'alel ha-lez v'chulei. Ve'hine heim tashmi shikdushav lehuchshe be'en ha-yatam shekoza bo'yarav she'ei mechelke chelek mechelke ha-Mikdash. And then, if I would ask you a question, is Oloin a separate mitzvah or is part of the mitzvah of Osili Mikdash according to Ramban and Chumash? So you would have said it's part of the mitzvah of Osili Mikdash because the
Iker. Yeah,
but look what he does in the mitzvah Shochach Halav and after Shichas Halavim. V'ato im tovin kol ma shekosavnu. Bedini mitzvah say, Tire shesalaknu micheshboinoi shalorav vuchule. Kulom esrim vishesh. Viovol bimakoimom shesh esrim mitzvah shkasamnu sheshochon arav. Vesar nozir. Vasias aroin vikapores. On vikapores. It's a separate mitzvah. That's amazing. It's just counterintuitive. It's just the opposite of what you expect them in Chumash. Okay? You say that?
Chumash wrote at the end of his life.
Yeah, okay. That's
his mind.
Okay, I'm not saying anything. Okay, now, let's go on. Okay? Now, next point. The Enroi. Shiimne kol ma she'oma boy v'yasisa mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay? Right? V'al derech hazeh b'atzmo yeirech ho'inye b'kavoros z'skorim v'yikro. V'zeh Zeh ki ha-mitzvah zeis he klal hamlocha muteris b'chol min mimini hakorbonos. Okay. So, v'moshe b'zeh, let's just get it. Ha'oila, hine anachnu tztavinu. What's the tztavinu over there? Shana. Correct? Okay, that's what it is. Okay? So, there's a very odd thing going on.
No.
Should I show you this? You okay? Should I help you?
Help me. I'm not
fighting it. There it is.
Okay.
So now, if you look at the Asay, Samba Gimel, Samba Dalit, Samba Hei, Vav. So I just want to tell you, I'm not seeing exactly how far I'm going to get, but I want to tell you, you know, the rest of the time we have, I'll tell you, I think you say it over here, right?
Alamar.
But each one?
Alamar. Alamar. Alamar.
Okay, correct? Okay. So what happened over here? Okay. And then, you can flip the question around, ask yourself an amazing question, okay? So what are you doing? The Chiddush over here, is you converting the Shrano into an Alamar? We don't know how you're doing that. So if that's the Chiddush over here, how could the Rambam quote as the prime example, the Vyasali Mikdash, what is it, Sivui Mufurish about it? So you get the impression, that's not the issue that he's going on. The issue is that you look at the mitzvah, the broad mitzvah, as a conglomerate of the Chalokov, and that's the issue. But this whole thing of converting the Shrana into Alama is not the issue. Because if it had been the issue, then you couldn't quote the Asali Mikdash for that. That's l'chayra of a valid point, no? Hello?
So that's an Alama for sure.
Yes. Nah. You know, you can't do it. Look at the Chaf, you'll see it very clearly. Okay? So what happened over here? Okay? So what I want to do now is the time that I have left to set up a whole new principle over here and see what's going on, okay? So it's like this. Even more so, there's no discussion, Samar Gimel, Samar Dal Hei, and Samar Vav, that somehow we're converting the Shrana into an Alama or something like that. He just says plain Alama and Shalom Yisrael, correct? Look at each one of them. So you look at Samar Vav, how he goes about doing the thing, you see each one of them. It is true also, okay, so it is true also that, you see, after Teres Ha'ilo, and that's a flip that you might have in the Rambam Perek Hey of Pirush Mishnayis, in Zvochim, Mishnah Ches, in Madura Basra, when he talks about, you know, whether the B'chor Maisa, see what the Rama basically says over there is that he says over here also, he talks about Kol Mini HaKorbonos. Okay? So these four conclude everything. Okay? And what happened to B'chor Maisa in Pesach? Okay? So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, in Perikei, Mishnah Ches, has two pshatim in Madura Basra. Why? So he assumes it is v'doimeyim. You look at the Hakdama, the Pirush Mishnayis Zvachim, he says v'doimeyim. He talks about shlom v'doimeyim. It means this, okay? It means Pesach Mais. So the question how it happens, we have to know, okay? So the first text is v'doimeyim. And then he says that the tzivui of b'zeis ha-teiro le'oilo u'lemincha u'lechatos le'oshem le'miluyim le'zevach ha-shlomim asher tziva Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai b'yom es-havos b'nei Yisrael. So you could have said, you know, that's the trick that made it to an alama. Okay? Okay. Atziva. But he doesn't quote over here anything. As much, you don't need any of this. Okay? So I'm telling you, I can make a case over here, make a case over there, but you don't need anything. Okay? Good? Now, the principle. Okay? The Rambam in Sherish Shmini says the mitzvahs are basically tzivuim. And there's hashara, there's a tzivui to do. Like he talks about language and tzivuim, and there's a tzivui to do something, and a tzivui not to do something, and how it works in language, remember? Okay, good. And basically, mitzvahs say also tzivuim. Not like maybe sale from father, or he might have had one of his kisviyah that he wrote to father, that it's inyone atera, I say. Okay, same. And also you see in Sherish Yudal like that, you need Sivuyim Adafka, because the Bahag is ready to say Chiyu V'Koyus HaMitzvahs B'Minyan. So L'Chayu Ram says Mitzvahs are Chayu Aleinu, not a Chiyu, not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach. So, Kores, is he learning in the Bahag that the Chiv Kores makes a mitzvah, which is, you know, which he says is impossible. Okay? That's what he does in Sherei Yudal. Ki mitzvahs chiv oleinu. What I want to suggest, and we alluded to this one time, and I wasn't sure we're going there or the other, that even though you would have expected some symmetrical parallel structure between the two, but there is a difference between mitzaseh and loisaseh. The loisaseh requires ashor mufureshes, whereas an aseh, you can have it michlal. Okay? And I'll show you what I mean. And therefore, okay, since on all the chalokim, you need the Shirana to show you the relationship between all these different things, okay? That it's, for one can glamour it. But if you have many chalokim, and each one there's a tzivui, you can construct from these tzivui a broad tzivui. Even though there's no broad tzivui mufurish. And that the Ram takes it the whole posh. And we'll see, however, in Ashoris, the Ram is very clear because the whole Sherish Chi is working on the assumption that what? That if you say, Al Toichu Menu No Mavusho Bamoyim, that it's the Al goes on both the No and the Mavusho, since there's only one Al, there can only be one Ashoris, Minyan HaMitzvahs. Even though logically, they're two separate in Yonei HaTera. And Mitzvahs, you would have assumed that in Yonei HaTera is split up, but since the aschola separately is only michlal. You can't have it. Okay? So now next step. I find this in many cases. If you recall, the Torah says Tazuv once, and we learn four mitzvahs from it. What's Leket, Peah, okay? It says Tazuv. So I said, maybe the Rambam is known as the Pirush Mekubal because it's a Lav Nitlaseh. But maybe you don't need that, and maybe the Rambam learns that Aseh is different, and Aseh, the fact that it's Mechal, says Tazuv Vesom, and it goes in all of them, so that can be separate mitzvahs, separate Yoneh Teh. He doesn't make a big deal about it. He doesn't say anything about it. And then if you recall, we had a very nice raya at the beginning of Sherish Yud Aleph about this. Because the Rambam is ready to say that had it been that you have a mitzvah with many halakim, any one maisa mitzvah, it could have been four mitzvahs. But he says, no, it's one mitzvah, because it's one tafkin, one tachlis, or one whatever. Whatever he plays, l'kachten l'chem priyetz hodah, kapus t'molim. And he has the option over there that priyetz hodah, kapus t'molim, should have been separate mitzvahs. But it says only one time l'kachtem. So how can you do that? That's against all the principles of how many are mitzvahs. But if mitzvahs say you can have mechlolo, so, and you just have separate inyonim, then you're okay. So then, there's no need over here. It is taka shirana, okay? But the shirana is only to set it up as a group. But once you set it up as a group, there's no chiddush over here because these halakim, you don't look as separate entities, but you look as part of the broad. And they themselves could be michlal, could set up a mitzvah. And that's why it's an alamah without any problem. It starts out as a shrana in order to set the whole thing up. But the mice is an alma. Okay? But I want to tell you something. That this shrana and the alma, a cholk b'etzmi say dinai. From everything we were talking about, we talked about mitzvah, sadi hey, sadi vov, sadi zayin, sadi ches, sadi tes, and onwards, that the din. Haforos Nedorim, or Lodun Baforos Nedorim, or the Din from Tumas Nevela, right? Because there, the only mitzvahs, because the Torah is misasek and explains it, that talks about the Dinim, is misasek bil chosav, and there's no tzivit really as a shrana. And somehow we say we convert the shrana Lodun, okay? There's nothing to do with this. Because here you basically have the tzivui, and the whole issue here was something else. Do you look at a disparate tzivuyim, halakim, as disparate mitzvahs, or you look at the conglomerate? And that's what's going on over here. This, even though you might call it shana, is nothing b'chal to do with the other case. Okay? Okay? Next point. But I'm not sure this is correct, because each one of these things you can be doing, you can say, toi tazoiv, is because I'm not sure how you're going to explain how this becomes a alama.
But the two different kinds of shrana, that's clear.
That's clear.
That's got to be.
Yeah, yeah. Because okay. He doesn't say it's the din. So when he goes into Toyin Vinitan or Shoyel or Shoy Mechinom, that's Lodun. That's a shrana. Okay? Because the Torah only has a parsha. There's no tzivui. Here it's a whole din. It doesn't say Lodun. It doesn't say Lodun. Be bechatos, okay?
It's the maisa chatos.
Okay. Correct? You see, derech agav, when you talk about maisa, there's an oddity going on. I don't know the answer, okay? Because if you're talking about all these different things, the seder chatos, the maisa chatos, okay? And even the minyan mitzvahs, when he defines it, it's the maisa chatos, the seder chatos, the teres chatos. So to use as the dogma, the example that we have over here, as also in Mikdash, the Maisa Mikdash. You don't know what you're talking about. Why that should be, you know, see, the Rambam's, the issue is not about the Maisa, it's only about, the question is, how you put together Chalokim, and it seems, you know, that's all he's bothered by here. Okay, now. Now, that's why you look at each one of them. Korban mincha, la'aseis, kol mincha, kisei de ma'aseya, haksuvim batera. Look at the protein mitzvahs in Hilchos Ma'aseh Korbanos, like this. La'aseh oila, kima'aseya, haksuvim ala seida. There's a seida, he says, Seida chatos, he calls it Seida. It's teras, it's the maise. Okay? Seida oshem. Seida shlomim. Las is called mincha kiseida maaseho. Haksuvim batera. And he has even, when he talks about oila, about mincha, las is called mincha kiseida maaseho. Haksuvim batera. Or las is oila, las is ha oila ki maaseho haksuvim ala seida. Derech Agav, I'm very confused. You see, I don't understand, or maybe he doesn't stress the idea of Seder over here, the Maaseh he stresses over here. Can you put Miku Shtifa, Kibus Dam Chatos, and Shvius Klicheres as part of Teus Achatos? And it's very clear over here in Cherish Yudbeis, it is part of Teus Achatos. And I would assume like that in Mishnah Torah, because he puts it together, it's not a separate mitzvah. But there's no issue of Seder in this. Correct? Okay? Now. You have it also. He uses the same word in Sefer Mitzvahs by each one of them of this word ma'aseh, okay? And I really would like to, you know, to speak to somebody about this. This has to be taken care of. He has a word, it's sadi nun aleph ayin hei shtrichel in each one of them, right?
Even lined up in the same place, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he has this peculiar word. He says ivano b'maaseh kol ma'ola. He says ivano b'maaseh chatos. B'maaseh, b'maaseh, b'maaseh. And that's the important thing over here.
Never mentioned the chiyuv chatos ever.
What?
You never mentioned the chiyuv chatos.
What chiyuv chatos?
It's not, never a chiyuv, it's a ma'aseh.
Yeah, but it's alma.
It's alma.
It's an alma, correct? Okay? It's Oshem, whatever it is, okay? Oshem, good. Now, he says, V'im zevach ha-shlomim, so like this, in Tzam Avov, he says, V'onu shi'yeh ma'aseh zevach ha-shlomim al toya ha-niska, v'omu v'im zevach shlomim kobonoi, v'omu oid la-shlomis ha-ma'aseh, v'zeis teyeh zevach ha-shlomim im al toya de-yakivenu.
Same word, Altsana.
Okay. The Korban Mincha, Mavur, in Shtei Parshis, this is Yvonne and Samozayin. She yeh maise a mincha, al toya niska, bimin min mi mehem, vuom yisala, venefesh ki yakriv, ki sakriv Korban Mincha Hashem, vi ima a mincha la machwes me macheshes, vi oma la shlomis ha maase, vi zeis teres ha mincha. Minyan akotze, it's always maase. Samach gimel min hakotze, maisa oila. Samach shenema omoila kobonoi. Samach dalet, maisa achatas. Shenema zeis teres achatas. Samach hei, maase ha-oshem. Shenema vizeis teres ha-oshem. Maise zevach ha-shlomim. Shenema vizeis teres zevach ha-shlomim. Samach zayin, maise mincha. Okay. Here, there's going to be a problem. I don't know. I'm not sure if I should. Maybe I should leave it for next time. The Ram stresses here mitzvah achas. He klal hamalocha muteres b'chol min umin mimina kabonus. It's important for the Rambam that this takes care of everything. And if that's the case, really the issue was about b'chol Pesach and ma'aseh behema. So why doesn't he talk about it? And there, you see, it's very strange. He has a discussion as an aside in mitzvah samach vav about that they're all subsumed under shlamim, v'anispach lehem, correct? But that's what he's talking about the zvachim. That's not a proof about the mitzvah, correct? It's an aside, okay?
Why is it here?
Okay, but it's an aside in terms of the gemara zvachim. But nothing really to do, it's not part of the etzem mitzvah, okay? It's not, you see, the Ram's mashma over here, it is very important that it includes everything. And I'll tell you why it's important, and maybe we'll see exactly the difference. See, the Rambam over here is attacking the Halachos Gedolos. Halachos Gedolos quotes Shechitas Kabbalos, Halachos. He counts each separate Aveda as a separate mitzvah. The Ram says all these Avedas are subsumed under Teres Chatas, Teres Arshem. If Lemaisa, these four kabbonis wouldn't express all the kabbonis, then he doesn't have an argument. It's important for his argument, okay?
Why?
Because then, see, the Ram's opinion is that those which are separate, those mitzvahs which apply to all kabbonis are separate mitzvahs. That's why his melicha is a separate mitzvah, okay? Melicha is a separate mitzvah, meaning our mitzvahs, okay? That's what we'll have the four later. Achilles Kochim, which applies to all Kabbalists, is a separate mitzvah, miyam mitzvahs. Okay? Tomim, Balmum, he talks about this later. So the question is, this in all Kabbalists or the separate categories? And it's very important that the Shechita is subsumed under these mitzvahs, and we'll see exactly how he does it. Okay? So I think what happened over here is a very simple thing. The Rambam has two answers. Why? It's subsumed, okay? Why Pesach Maaseh and Bechor are subsumed on the Shlom, okay? Because he says it's Doime, or he says because it's Asher Tziva Hashem. He talks about it there in Zvachim, okay? But the Chere is for us, it's irrelevant. Either it's subsumed under it. Or since the separate mitzvah of Pesach, Ma'aseh Behema, and Bechor, so it's under that mitzvah. Mamadashach, either it's subsumed under it, or it's not, but it's irrelevant. And these are all the kabbalas. And that's what he has to do, and that's important for him, for the Bahag. Okay? Now, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah is mashma that it's a separate thing. It's nothing to do. Even though it's counted as a separate mitzvah. Because look at the way he does it in Ma'aseh Kabbalos in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis and Gimel. Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis and Gimel. Shepesach, Ma'aseh, Behema, U'Bechor, Einem Bechlal, Dalet, Suga, Kabbalos. V'chol HaKabbalos, Bein B'tzibu, Bein B'yochin, Abo Minim, Oyle V'chatos, Osho B'shlam. V'oid, Yeshom, Shloishim, Mine, Kabbalos, Yochin, V'heim, HaPesach, B'chor, V'Ma'aseh. He doesn't say it like that's Nispach, B'shlam. He doesn't have that whole discussion, which is an amazing thing. But he doesn't make it a separate mitzvah. So is he chayz, is he not chayz, what exactly, how can you do it? Okay? Then I'll leave you with this, we'll talk about a little bit more. L'cheira, zeis teres ha-mitzera, that whole parasha should have been a similar thing, like ma'aseh chatos. And the whole thing which we talked about in Sherishit Aleph, about the teres ha-mitzera, should have been a ma'aseh. And we'll have to see exactly how that plays itself out. Okay? So, Mitzvah, have a good Shabbos, and we'll talk about Shabbos.